Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Tammy Sorrento, who has been an insurance professional for the past 20-plus years and is a licensed private investigator. Experience includes selling insurance, adjusting, mediation, arbitration, litigation, compliance, regulatory reporting audits. She has led and mentored other insurance professionals. Tammy has also served on the Jacksonville Claims Association in various board positions and was the president 2014 and 2015. She is also an active notary. Tammy used her skills to open a business to keep others from getting scammed. Her customers have named her Anti-Scam Lady. You gotta love that. And Tammy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate that.
And you're most welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So tell us, Tammy, for starters, what is Fireball Approves? That's quite a catchy name.
Well, Fireball Approves, and you're probably wondering why I named it that. I named it that because the first product that I have is to protect consumers when they are renting properties. And that's going to be your vacation rentals, your short-term rentals, like traveling nurses. They travel around every 13 weeks. And then, of course, your long-term rentals. And 2 years ago, I actually found myself in a situation where, like many people, they wait until the very last minute to try to find a vacation rental, and all of the usual platforms were booked up. I went to Craigslist, and I was confident that I would be able to sniff out a scam, and I did. But what did happen, and it really opened my eyes, is how easy it is for the fraudsters to pose as property owners when they have no business doing so. So after my interaction, and instead of just thinking, ooh, I'm glad I, you know, saw the red flags and I didn't move forward, I decided, I had this yearning desire. I just decided that because of my background, that's why I was able to determine that this was a scam. However, not everyone has my skills, so I started Fireball Approves. Now, once again, it doesn't really say what I do, but it does describe me because I am the Fireball. And I named my company such so that I can go into any type of scam prevention. Scammers are becoming more and more evolved. It really surprises me at how fast that they come up with different tricks to be able to gain your confidence and your trust. And what I'm finding now, because I'm researching scams all the time, is that even when you're looking for a rental property, if you're not sure and the advertiser is offering to send you the code to the lockbox, that is a red flag. And this is somewhere where people are getting burned because they're trusting that only the owner would have the code to the lockbox, which is not true. And that's what Fireball Approves does. A customer can send the URL of the rental ad to fireballapproves.com, and I will use my investigative tools that I have that the common consumer does not. And what I do is I contact the proper owner and make sure that, A, they are renting the property out, B, that the rate is what the customer saw. And this is good for college parents that perhaps their college student was not able to get into the dorm. Now they're looking off-site And that just happened last week where I was able to help a family. And I was able to verify that the listing was good for this student housing in New York City. So my whole mission is to keep consumers safe. I also have my product where property owners are also getting tired of the scams, and it is affecting their bottom line because of all the situations out there. And this is across the entire U.S. So property owners come to me directly and say, I want your accreditation. So they apply for my accreditation. I've not accepted every single person. I had a situation where someone applied for my accreditation and they sent in the owner's passport. The owner lived in Switzerland. I guess that this person did not think I was going to check with the owner, which of course I would. And the owner told me that that was an ex-employee of his and that he had no business renting that property. So I have positioned myself to be the rental expert, and I'm even coming out with a book. The other areas I'm going to go into will be vehicle verifications, making sure you're not purchasing a stolen or flooded vehicle. Also, as far as for the property owners, I'm coming out with a tenant screening. There's just so many areas that I can help, and that's why I named it Fireball Approved, so that when I go into the next area, I will already have my brand established.
And that is for sure, and really appreciate your laying some of the groundwork here. Tell us how and why did you start the company Fireball Approves?
Well, I had been in touch with a scammer. Now, before I became a private investigator, I still knew enough to know that in Florida, in fact, my family was looking to go to Key West. So I looked at the property appraiser site. So I knew the name of the owner of the property that I was looking to rent. Would you believe that the scammer must have gone to the same site because they created an email address in the name of the property owner? So that is why I started Fireball Approves. I saw how the scammers are evolving, how tricky they are, how they throw you off, because all of this is what I encountered when I was in this situation. So I actually used my situation as a business case to build my business. But in answer to your question, why I started it because I believe and I feel very strongly that this has to stop. So my inquiries, when someone's looking to rent a property and I figure out that it is a scam ad, the first thing I do is I have the customer take that or report that listing so no one else would get scammed. And then I turn around and I report my information to the FBI.
An interesting industry, no doubt about that, and an awesome service that you do provide. I'm sure there's quite a few folks that are quite pleased of that service that you offer through Fireball Approves. What service and services does Fireball Approves offer? Get into some of those details, talking about the services that you do provide.
Okay, so Fireball Approves, if you are a property owner and you are renting your property out, I'm certain that you have either been asked for your personal information to be able to prove that you are the owner, and this would be to the renters, and that's an awkward situation to be in. So I am a third party. I am licensed. That information can come to me, and then I let the renter know that you are legit. You are ready to go. For the inquiry, so if someone's looking anywhere, it doesn't matter the platform, but if someone is looking for a rental I mean, you'd be surprised at how many are actually looking for rentals on Facebook. Those situations, you never know who's on the other side of the computer or the cell phone number. You cannot even trust the fact that the cell phone number appears local to the area that you're interested in, because there are ways that you can mask your phone number. So you never, ever know truly who you're dealing with unless you know them personally. And that if you don't know them personally, then you need to let me check out the ad so I can let you know whether or not that is a scam ad, just waiting to steal your money. And imagine the hassle if you're out of town. And giving you the peace of mind before you go on a trip, that's the one thing you don't have to worry about.
Can't replace a peace of mind for sure. Today we are with Tammy Sorrento of Fireball Approves, a source of scam prevention for renting homes, buying vehicles, and hiring of businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Take it further on your services. What are the prices for your different services?
Right now, if you go on to fireballapproves.com, in order for me to research a rental for you, it's only going to be $19 per inquiry. $19 to save you hassle, lots of money. I purposely did that so that there's no reason that someone cannot afford to not be scammed. After I roll out my new website, the price will go up to $29 because my tools have gone up. But even then, $29 to make sure that, A, you're dealing with the proper owner of a property that you're interested in, is really a no-brainer.
And I'd say that certainly is a no-brainer, especially with it being so affordable. Tell us, Tammy, at what locations do you service, or is it limited to any particular location currently?
The entire U.S.
And that's certainly what everyone wanted to hear. Good stuff there. Tell us as we conclude, what are the most or some common scams to watch out for as we conclude today?
Well, if someone goes to my Facebook page, which is Fireball Approved, no space, I report on every type of scam I read about. The most common type of scams are going to be where the property in question is either a foreclosure, or if you're looking to rent it, it may have started off as a property for sale. Then the scammer will create an ad using the same photograph as the legitimate listing, but of course they're going to want you to wire the money to them. Never ever do that without checking with me, because when you wire money, that is no different than walking up to a stranger on the street and handing them cash. If something happens, you're never going to get that money back. And that goes right along with the cash apps like Venmo and WhatsApp and any type of payment app like that, you have no consumer protection. So in those situations, they want you to wire the money or they want you to send it over Venmo. Those should all be red flags for you. And when you're in doubt, let Fireball Approves check it out.
Again, Tammy, we thank you for what you do in the space and what you've created through Fireball Approves, and certainly your price is so affordable. It is a no-brainer, just like you said, and I agree with you. Where can listeners get all the details online and be in contact accordingly?
That will be Fireball Approves, and that's plural, APPROVES.com. And I am all over social media. I'm on Pinterest, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. I'm trying to think of all the platforms that I check, and of course Facebook. So if someone's just looking for good information on how to maneuver in this day and era of home sharing and transactions over the internet, you definitely need to follow us, because I'm giving tips daily.
Again, Tammy, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Tammy Sorrento of Fireball Approves, a source of scam prevention for renting homes, buying vehicles, and hiring of businesses. And for further details, visit fireballapproves.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.